Next month at Carnegie Hall, jazz composer Toshiko Akiyoshi will lead her orchestra in the American premiere of Hiroshima Rising from the Abyss. In August 1945, an American B-29 dropped the first atomic bomb on the Japanese city of Hiroshima. At least 70,000 people died that day. In the second part of a three-part series on different ways artists deal with cataclysmic events, Tom Vitale reports on an artist who didn't think about one such event for more than half a century.
4 years ago, a Buddhist monk in Hiroshima sent Toshiko Akiyoshi a book of photographs taken 3 days after the bomb was dropped.
It was so horrible. I mean, I never even thought about it before that, and I never seen photos. So this was quite a shock to me.
The monk asked her to compose a memorial to Hiroshima.
And then I thought, well, I don't think I can write something like this.
Then Akiyoshi says she came upon a photo of a young woman emerging from a bomb shelter.
And she just came out from underground and looking a little bit sky and smiling a little bit. And it's just such a beautiful face. And it doesn't look anything to do with the war. And when I saw that one, I said, I can write that.
Toshiko Akiyoshi is a Japanese citizen who lived through World War II in Manchuria, where Japan had set up a puppet government. She was a 15-year-old volunteer training to be a Japanese army nurse when Hiroshima was bombed.
When I managed to get back to my parents' home, I mean, everything was a chaos. First, we were under the Russian, then it was a Chinese communist, then it was a national Shanghai Seize military.
In 1946, Akiyoshi's family returned to occupied Japan, where, she says, Hiroshima was a forbidden subject.
My parents never spoke about the Hiroshima's bombing, and I think there wasn't any article on a paper. And then I think the government and media policy is to not mention Hiroshima, even a victim themselves.
Akiyoshi's once well-to-do family struggled to make ends meet, and the teenaged pianist found an escape in, as she puts it, jazz, jazz, jazz. Toshiko Akiyoshi began writing Hiroshima Rising from the Abyss in 1999. She premiered the 46-minute piece with her jazz orchestra at Hosenkin Hall in Hiroshima on the anniversary of the bombing, August 6, 2001. The second movement begins with a girl reading excerpts from survivors' diaries.
Another mother told a story. She set aside some peaches for her daughter's hiking trip. Her daughter was so happy, put the peach in a hiking bag and said, "Mother, please save me another one for later." Mother saved the peach, but her daughter never came home.
Toshiko Akiyoshi says when she composed this music, she thought of it as a call for peace at the beginning of a new century.
Thank you.
Kiyoshi Koyama is a jazz journalist and record producer from Tokyo who was in the audience at the premiere. He visited Akiyoshi backstage when the concert ended.
She came back to the backstage and started crying, finally, you know. And I never forget this scene. And myself, obviously, moved by the music, so I was crying too.
5 weeks after the premiere, the World Trade Center was destroyed in the September 11th attacks. Toshiko Akiyoshi lives in New York with her husband, saxophonist Lou Tobagan.
From September 11th to the current situation in the Middle East, etc., it's nothing changed except the dates and the methods and the technology. It's kind of scary.
Toshiko Akiyoshi says a piece of music is not likely to change world affairs, but a musician must respond to the world.
We needed to remind the people we're all thinking of the peace one day. I always thought the musician cannot change the policy of the country, which I think true. But at the same time, just because you can't do anything, you don't do anything. But I think it's when you have opportunity, I think you will express your feeling.
The Toshiko Akiyoshi Orchestra will perform Hiroshima Rising from the Abyss for the second and final time on October 17th at Carnegie Hall. After the concert, the 73-year-old composer will disband the orchestra. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
Tomorrow, author Kurt Vonnegut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.